So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kainim She'eni Oisa Alpi Abo, Valpi Avicha, Valpi Ochi, Valpi Ochicha. If a woman made a neder forbidding various relatives from benefiting from anything she produces, Eino Yachal Hafer, her husband cannot be mefer, since there is no Inu Nefesh or Dvarim Beinoi LeBeino involved, and the neder is effective because she's under no obligation to those people. However, She'eni Oisa Alpicha, Eino Tzarech LaHafer. If she forbade her husband from benefiting from what she produces, he does not need to be mefer. The neder is not effective, since she is required to perform various household chores, and her neder cannot override this obligation. The Mishnah now records several opinions that it's advisable that he should be mefer the neder. Rabbi Akiva Eimei Yafer, Shemetandav Alav Yoisim in a Roloi. Rabbi Akiva says that he should be mefer the neder because Hadafa Didahi. She's not obligated to give him anything she earns over her usual income by exerting herself. Therefore, the neder is effective regarding these extra earnings, and he would become usher in them. The Tanakhama disagrees and maintains that hadafa didehava, the Baal is entitled to the hadafa as well. Therefore, there's no need for hafara. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Aimer, Yafer Shemi Yigar Shena v'tihi asur alav. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri agrees with the Tanakhama that the Baal receives her hadafa. Yet he says that he should be mefer for a different reason, so that the neder should not take effect if and when they get divorced. He would subsequently be forbidden to remarry her, since he will almost certainly violate the neder, because he cannot avoid benefiting from the basic household duties that she performs. He should therefore revoke the neder, which would be effective l'chi megarish la, regarding the time when they will no longer be married. The Tanakhama, on the other hand, holds that kibin the hashto l'chayel, the kamei nama l'chayel. A neder that's not immediately effective will not take effect after a divorce either. Ultimately, the Tanakhama agrees that the neder would take effect, but holds that a hafara, while they're married, cannot be effective l'chi megarish la for after a divorce. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, who says that she can make a neder that will only take effect at a future date, must similarly hold, Adam makdish davar shelo bala olam. A person can be makdish something that he does not yet own. Accordingly, Shmuel, who says halacha Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, must also hold Adam makdish davar shelo bala olam. However, this contradicts Shmuel's comment on the following Mishnah Masechtas Ksubos. Hamakdish ma'isi de ishtoi, harezu oisa v'icheles. One cannot be makdish his wife's handiwork. Even though a husband is usually entitled to ma'isi adah, which should give him the ability to be makdish them, the Gemara Masechtas Ksubos explains that we are either discussing a case of she'ein ma'al la'mazoinis, where he's not supporting his wife, and her handiwork is therefore her own, or a case where she said, she decided on her own not to accept his support and keep her earnings for herself. In both cases, his hekdesh is not effective because ma'isi adah do not belong to him. The Mishnah there continues, v'hamoiser, if he attempted to be makdish any extra income she may earn, remei oimer hekdesh, v'yichin hasan lo oimer chulin. Shmuel there explains that we're discussing a case of be'ein ma'al la'mal kesef, where the husband is not entitled to the extra income during his wife's lifetime, because he does not give her that extra spending money. Rather, he intends for his hekdesh to take effect midin yerusha, after his wife dies and he inherits her. As such, the meiser is presently a davar shelo bala olam, something that does not yet exist, and Rameh holds it is effective, while Rabbi Yechon holds it is not effective. Shmuel there says, Halacha Rabbi Yechonah Sandler, indicating that he holds, Ein Adam Makdash Tavash Leibel Oilam. However, here in our Gemara, Shmuel says, Halacha Rabbi Yechonah Ben Nuri, that Adam Makdash Tavash Leibel Oilam. Rabbi Yisrael first answers, Shani Kainamais. Nadar may be different, and in this sense, stronger than Hakdash, because Hoyel Va Adam Oisa Peres Chaveri Olav, since a person can make a neder to forbid somebody else's belongings to himself, although he cannot be makdish someone else's belongings, so too one can forbid with a neder a davar shelo bala olam, even though he cannot be makdish it. As the Ran explains, the peiros chaveiro lididei kedavar shelo bala olam dami, the less lay bohumidi. To the neder, somebody else's belongings are equivalent to a davar shelo bala olam. However, Abaye points out an important distinction. You can forbid another person's belongings to yourself, just as you can forbid your own possessions to someone else. Because as the Ran explains, In both cases, there's at least one aspect that is Bershusai. You can forbid someone else's object, which for you is Leibel Olam, on yourself, because Gufay Mia Bershusai Hu, you're under your own control. Or you can forbid someone else, over whom you don't have authority, to benefit from your object, Kivin Sha Peres Bershusai, since you control the Peres. However, Ein Adam Oisa Peres Chaveroi Al Chaveroi, you cannot forbid someone else to benefit from his own belongings, because both the object being forbidden and the subject of the nether are not Bershusa, not under your control. Similarly, in our case, in Adam Oisidav Shaloi Bala Oilam Al Chaveroi, the wife should not be able to forbid her husband to benefit from her future earnings. Rav Huna Bar Eidav Yeshua therefore answers, Ba'imeris Yikachu Yodai Lo Isain. The Yadayim Ha Isnu Ba'ilam. Rabbi Yechim Menuri is speaking of where she said that her hands shall be kind regarding their work. And even though her future earnings are a davish label oilam, but her hands are a davish label oilam. And the Gemara adds that since mishtabdin yudel labayla, since her hands are presently obligated to work for her husband, which would prevent the neder from taking effect, we must add that she also said l'chi megarsha. The neder should take effect after their divorce when her husband no longer has rights to her handiwork. However, the Gemara asks, umimaydichi amra hachi mahanya, how can this be effective? Her future earnings are a davar shalei b'la'olam, and we're back to the original kasha. The Gemara in the next daf will compare this case to many similar scenarios to determine if it is indeed a davar shalei b'la'olam.